The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is moving to boost provisions for young people under the National Youth Service NYS and the Jamaica Values and Attitudes JAMVAT programs. The NYS core values are to steer participants towards national service through volunteerism and to facilitate career development through various work experiences for youth. The JAMVAT program provides assistance to tertiary students who qualify for admission but are unable to cover their tuition costs. The government has committed to further strengthening these two programs as it continues its thrust to empower and unearth the full potential of the nation's youth. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Roel Reed says the ministry will be expanding the capacity of the NYS Summer Employment Program to enable more students to receive valuable work experience.
Now that we have the merger of Ministry of Education and Youth, and we have the great institution of Heart NTA, we're trying to now pool resources together. And so I want to expand the capacity to have more students involved in our summer program. And the NYS program pretty much will be immersed alongside with our ongoing Heart program, the CAP program.
Last year, the NYS expanded its offerings to more effectively meet the needs of the country's young people. New additions included the Entrepreneurship Program, Enrichment Program, Access to Higher Education Program, Graduate Work Experience Program, Empowerment Program, and the Events Management and Production Program. These programs have been providing tremendous assistance to young people islandwide. Career Counselor at the NYS, LaToya Leng, provides further details into the organization's program offerings.
We have our graduate internship program, so we offer these young persons 6 months internship, whether at a private or a public institution.
She further explains that the NYS is increasing its benefits to create further opportunities for Jamaican youth, especially through the organization's Summer Employment Program.
Last year, we engaged over 5,000 young persons across the island, and they are given 3 weeks of internship. We have the July phase and also the August phase. Each participant can only work in one phase.
Under JAMVAT, the government undertakes 30% of the tuition costs, not exceeding $350,000 per annum for tertiary students who face financial challenges. However, with the increases in tuition fees, Minister Reed says the government will be revising the current allotment.
JAMVAT program is very important for the youth because I'm seeing, you know, with falling disposable income, there are greater challenges for youth to find resources to get to tertiary education. And it's not just school fees, we're talking about cost of living. And therefore, what I want is to have an opportunity that either students can work and study or they give of themselves in terms of service to country, and in return we give them financial support.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed. Both the NYS and the JAMVAT program is designed to provide young Jamaicans with the necessary work experience, financial assistance and education to enter the world of work. To date, over 50,000 young persons have benefited from the NYS program, and approximately 4,100 tertiary students benefit on the JAMVAT annually.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.